Hello?
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 Yeah, hello, this is George calling you from the security department of the Visa MasterCard. So, how are you today, Miss Peters?
Okay, thank you.
So, actually, this is a verification call. Like, did you transfer any payment to overseas this morning for a medical donation?
Pardon? I don't understand what you mean.
Like, did you transfer any payments to overseas this morning?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Ma'am, the thing is that about an hour ago, someone has access to your internet banking from somewhere in California. So, do you got any?
Really?
Yeah,
Well,
exactly.
it certainly wasn't me.
All right.
Certainly wasn't me. Okay, so.
But ma'am, do you got any friends or family over there who can have an access to internet banking?
Yeah, well, honestly, anything like that from overseas is nothing to do with me personally. So the scammers everywhere,
Yeah.
and I've had PayPal, which I don't want anything to do with anymore. They're trying to take money out of my account as well,
No,
which I
they're
want
trying
to
to like.
stop.
Yeah.
Everything has to stop. The
All
only
right.
thing I'm paying at the moment is Afterpay.
All right.
And a couple of other small things, TV things, that's all.
And you don't use PayPal, Amazon, and all these applications?
That's it, that's all, yes.
And did you try to like buy some gift vouchers this morning, like?
Pardon?
Did you try to buy some gift vouchers? I'm asking.
No, I didn't. I haven't bought anything this morning. Nothing.
All right. So as I can see, there were exactly four gift vouchers trying to be purchased for using your personal information, like your name, your email. All right. So like, did you try
Yes.
to share out your personal information while visiting any online website or any page?
I'm not sure what you mean. I'm sorry, I can't understand you properly.
Like, ma'am, did you try to share out your personal information
No.
while visiting an
No,
online
I
website?
don't. I don't.
And when was the last time you logged into your
Why would
internet
I
bank?
wouldn't do I don't do that sort of thing.
That's good, ma'am. And when was the, all right, go ahead. Yeah.
Anything else is a scam.
Yeah, you know exactly, but. All right, and ma'am, when was the last time like you log into internet banking?
I don't do internet banking.
Then
I
how
never
do
have, and I never have, and I don't intend to. The only thing I use is putting the money into that account
All
monthly
right.
or whenever, and that's all. I don't have internet banking. I don't believe in it. Not with the way things are now, for sure.
And do you receive
I'm sick of
your
this. Yeah.
Yeah. And do you
I'm
receive
fed up
messages
with
on your mobile
scams.
phone?
My mobile phone.
Yeah. Any transaction messages you receive?
No. No. Only from PayPal transactions, which are false.
All right. No need to worry, ma'am.
Anything that comes through from there
All
is
right.
fraudulent. Okay?
Yeah. We know that. All right, no need to worry, ma'am. I'm just connecting your call to our banking head server. From there, we will show you the payment request which we received from your account, so you don't end up losing your money. All right, just be on the hold.
Thank you.
Just
Yeah,
on the
I'll go on and check out what's in there now and what's happening. Okay?
It's nothing come out from your account till now, ma'am, because we haven't read a single penny from your account. Okay, we kept all the transaction on a hold. No need to worry. Just hold the line for a
Okay.
second. All right.
Thank you.
Just don't go anywhere. Hello.
Hello.
All right. Thank you for holding the line, ma'am. This morning we have detected some fraudulent activity was being attempted behind you from a different IP address. Your information and your personal details was being tried to use, and you are not allowing any transaction from your end, right?
That's right.
And ma'am, did you use like a mobile phone or a tablet? You do check your accounts online, you pay your bills over the internet?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
I don't use internet banking at all.
But you do Yes.
My MasterCard, I put money in each month to pay for the interest and that and anything else above it, and that's all I use it for. I'm not buying anything. I don't use it for anything overseas.
Okay.
No way.
Because, ma'am, what those people did, they tried to order iTunes, Apple gift cards, and you have never ordered any iTunes, Apple gift cards from your end, right?
Well, I haven't ordered that for sure.
That's the reason, ma'am, and all the...
That's fraudulent.
All right. And that's the reason, ma'am, those Apple gift cards which have been ordered, what those people did, they tried to block your network so that you will be not able to receive any messages or any email about those purchases, ma'am. So you haven't received any email or any transaction?
No.
Okay. Now, over the recorded line, ma'am, we will guide you up to cancel up those payment and make sure that we can secure your IP address to the network location which has been compromised. Okay?
Right.
And make sure, ma'am, you are not going to share or read out any of your personal details, ma'am. You got a Google on your phone, ma'am? You do have a Google?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Can you try to open up the Google page, ma'am?
How do I know I'm speaking to someone from MasterCard?
Because, ma'am, we will help you to report a cybercrime fraud activity.
This phone number that you rang me on, I've never heard of before.
Yeah. Ma'am, because this is an investigation call. We are calling you through the ACSC department, the Australian Cyber Security of the MasterCard, okay? And we deal with the overseas transaction whenever there is illegal payment or purchase try to be made to any overseas country, ma'am. We follow those payments, whether this transaction are legitimate or fraud. And as you verified, you are not making any order for this Apple gift card online, so we have bring you...
No, I certainly don't. What would I do with Apple? I'm not with Apple.
Okay.
I don't want anything to do with
anything else. Let me help you how those people try to access your information, ma'am, how they get access of your details. I will help you to check that, okay? Can you open up the Google?
I'm trying to.
Okay. Once you're on the Google, let me know. All right.
Right. This line 6.
Did you find the Google open up?
Yeah, I have. And I'm on Google now.
Okay. Now on the Google, ma'am, you can see the search on the very top, right? Google
yeah,
search.
That's right.
Okay.
Now, why am I going through all this? I can get through to the account MasterCard myself. That's speak to someone there first, then have everything eliminated.
That's what we are trying to do. But we are helping you to check so that in the near future, you might also get aware of these things, ma'am. And you won't face any sort of problem regarding to this, okay?
Right.
Because what those people did, you are in Australia, but they are trying to shift the location of your network to a different country, ma'am. And that might be the reason you haven't received any email or any transaction notification yet. So I'm just helping you to have a look with your own eyes, so you also believe exactly what is going on, ma'am. Okay?
Right. Thank you.
All right. Are you on the Google page, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Okay. On the Google, ma'am, you can press on the search and type in there my.
My, yes.
Give a space, put a space.
What?
Then type the number 1, the figure, the numeric 1.
What? Yes.
Then P for Peter, ma'am. P as in Peter. My 1P. Okay.
My 1P country, is it?
Address country. After 1P,
right.
You should type address country.
I've keyed that in now.
Okay. And no
and
need to read out, or need to, no need to read out any number or need to share any information, ma'am. You can see
no,
the details of your IP address. It's showing you up the location. What is the location there?
IP address?
No, location. Can you see the location, the country?
Yeah, United States of America.
Yeah, that's the reason I was wanting you to check this, ma'am. Because as you can see, the you are in Australia, but the current location of your network has been shifted and tried to be compromised for with a different IP address location, ma'am, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these other things, you are not aware of this. That might be the reason you haven't get any notification about this purchase or any transaction behind you. Okay?
No, haven't. Mm-hmm.
All right. So I will help you to also report a cybercrime activity on the ACSC from where we are ringing you up, the Australian Cybersecurity Portal, ma'am. Now,
how
you can
I do this?
I will help you.
How would I do it?
Because, ma'am, what did you try to connect your mobile phone with a different network? Like you have been outside and you have used a public Wi-Fi, or you have tried to connect your device with a different network from a different location, ma'am?
No.
All right. Because, ma'am,
no, I use it as least as possible.
Okay.
I don't get involved with anything overseas.
I do understand, ma'am. So that's the reason we are ringing you up. We are also here to investigate to find out exactly how these things are coming up and how they get access of your information, ma'am. And make sure that we need to secure and lock everything so that in the near future they can't get access to you anymore, ma'am. And these things might be not repeated back to you in the near future as well. All right?
Right.
Okay. Now, you
are
can...
You, are you in them? Yeah, you in Mountain View.
No, ma'am. We are calling you from the Melbourne, the ACSC, the Australian Cybersecurity Department.
Well, the city here is Mountain View, United States.
That is the location, ma'am, from where those people are using your details. And this is the exact location all the gift card was being tried to transfer. So once the gift card will be reached from there, the funds might be get released out. So we don't want you to lose any of your single penny from your account, okay?
Right.
All right. Now, you can remove that My 1P address country on the Google search. You can delete them. Make it blank.
Yes, done that.
All right. Now, type there A for Australia. Again, on the Google, type A for Australia.
All right.
C for Charlie.
I see, yes.
S for security. S for Sunday. Can you hear me?
S-C-S. I-C-S-S, I've got here.
No, no. Only one S, ma'am. There should be one
S. All right. Okay. Yeah, that's right. I-C-S.
Then again C. Again C.
That's
C for
C.
Center. Yeah.
Yeah, and is it I-C-S-3 Australia, is it?
Yeah. Search for that, ma'am.
Right.
H-C-S-C or
okay. Australia. Postgrad Cyber Security thing.
Okay, now you can see ACSC homepage, cyber.government.au, cybergov.au.
I'm just looking. So yes, I found that.
Okay, you can click on that ACSC homepage, ma'am. This is a cybercrime security website, a security portal where we are going to help you to report a fraudulent activity so that if anything, any financial losses, ma'am, you will be not be... like the victim on that. You will not be responsible for any of your losses. Everything will be get secured and everything will be get refund back to you. All right?
All right. Okay, then I'll press on that. Now it's protect your person's deposits and some accounts.
Yes. Now you can scroll down a little bit. Go down a little bit more. Now you can see there will be top three things to protect yourself. Right?
Hello.
I'm still going through.
Can you see top three things to protect yourself?
Yes, I've got that, yes.
All right. Now, these are the things, ma'am, you need to make sure you need to keep it in your mind and you need to, follow up them. You need to apply them in your near daily basis, ma'am, in the near future. Right? Can you see the top three things? Say, update your device to protect your input and information, protect your account with the multi-factor authentication.
Yeah.
Like, there should be a layer of security while any transaction or any payment got made behind you, ma'am. Backup data.
Yeah.
Now you can go scroll up. You can go to the top of the page again where you can see protect your personal device and account.
Yeah.
All right. You can see there will be a report a cyber crime or a cyber security incident. Can you see?
Reporting.
Report. Can you see get alerts on a new threat? Can you see that?
Get alerts on new threats.
Yeah, below that, now scroll down a little bit, you can see report a cyber crime or a cybersecurity incident. Click on that, ma'am, because we are going to report this fraudulent activity on your IP address network, which was being tried to make from a different country, okay?
Yeah, click on that.
All right, now you can see report cyber. Who are you reporting on a behalf of, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, so the business or organization is the middle one.
An individual.
Okay.
You need to stick on individual, ma'am.
All right, done that.
Click on an individual, you can see you will be reporting a cyber crime to the police through Report Cyber. Now the Australian Federal Police will be also investigating your case, ma'am. They will be also looking after the fraudulent activity. They will be trying to track the location and find out the people who are getting involved in this and from where they are. Okay?
All right. Okay.
Now, the ACST, the Australian Cyber Security, what they will be doing, ma'am, they will be trying to shift the network back to Australia, which was showing in the United States of America, okay?
Right.
And those hackers are still getting access to your IP address, so you will be getting a security notification, a security warning message, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Now, you can close down this page, ma'am, the Google page, and on your mobile phone, you can find out a Play Store or an App Store. Can you see any application called Play Store or App Store, ma'am?
I'm just looking.
And apart from this phone,
ma'am, I've got Play Store.
Okay, you can open up that Play Store, ma'am.
Right, done that.
Okay, once you open the Play Store, you can see there will be a three line and a search on the very top, right?
Three line, no, it's not.
Can you see search for apps and games?
Yes, that's in, come up.
Okay, click on that area, ma'am, and type the Zoho, Zoho.
Try that again.
Z for Zebra. V for Zebra.
Yes.
O for Orange.
Okay.
X for Henry.
Yes.
H for Hotel. H.
H, was it? Yeah. Z,
O, H. O. O for Orange.
All right. And it's Assist Customer, is it?
Yeah, the green one, ma'am, the Zoho Assist Customer. This is a security application.
Zoho Assist Customer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now you can see Zoho Assist Customer, the green application, a green logo.
It hasn't come up green.
Zoho Assist Customer application, can you see that?
It's Assist.
Yeah, Zoho Assist. Can you see that?
I've done that.
Okay, now you can see install. Any option there called install?
Yes.
Click on install, ma'am.
I've had this happen before with some other company. It was all fraudulent.
That's the reason, ma'am. They were
pretending to be Telstra.
Oh, my
telephone
God, ma'am.
Telephone company.
The telephone company. They have... And did you give access of your information, ma'am?
No, I didn't.
That's the reason, ma'am, because what they did, they have used your details, they have tried to get access to your network, and they are the fraudulent people, ma'am. Now, what you need to do is, you need to install it. Did you install that?
I'll open it. Okay.
Now, what do you see?
A lot of session key numbers.
Okay. Now, can you see it says enter session key, right?
Yes.
Okay, wait.
That's
we are providing you a security session number, ma'am. It's a one-time verification. Now, where you can see enter your session key, type there 358.
Yes, sorry, I'm trying to press it.
Okay.
Won't work.
Can you see it says enter your email?
Oh, I see at the top here, but it's not clear.
Okay, you can click on the small cross sign where it says enter your email, the small cross, the X. Now what do you see? Let me know, ma'am.
Nothing yet.
Did you tap open?
It's open, but okay. Nothing's coming up.
All right, ma'am.
It's frozen.
Now you can close this app, ma'am. Those hackers are not letting you to do the security things. They have got access to your IP address. They are still in your network, so they are not allowing you to might using all the security things. You can press the button. You can press the back button. You can close down this application and again open up the Play Store. Okay. Now, once you're on the Play Store, do let me know.
Hello.
Is this still frozen? It's not letting you to do anything, ma'am?
I'm opening up. No, I've got to get out of that frozen. I don't like this at all.
Yeah, you need to uninstall it. Delete this. This is not working on your network, ma'am, because your network is not secure. You can delete this. Don't keep it. Uninstall this application, okay? Are you back to Play Store?
No, I'm not. I'm trying to get rid of this Zoho thing.
Can you see the middle on the bottom down? You can see the square button, a circle, a square logo.
I'm trying to get rid of it.
You can press the home button now. You can find the home button on the bottom down on the middle of the phone.
Right, now what do I look at now?
Play Store. Again, go back to the Play Store.
Taking all my time up through the day. Every day I have